Camille, we're, and members of the Board of Selectmen, we're at a crossroads in this community. And without wanting to over-dramatize that crossroads, we stand with a golden opportunity tonight. You stand, you sit, with a golden opportunity. You have an opportunity to work collaboratively with this committee, school committee, the school building committee, and our community, or to show animosity, rancor. I hear in some of the questions, and there's never harm from questions, but I hear in some of the questions, and I see in the glare of some who pose questions this evening, a lack of trust. And as a member of this community, as a taxpayer, a voter, a citizen, a parent, a member of the school committee, and for this year its chair, I'm dismayed by the lack of trust that I see that flows. And I've sat for hours now fighting back the urge to say this, that flows from some members of the Board of Selectmen towards the school committee. I've worked since I was elected by my peers chair back in June to help to eliminate and reduce what I saw as a historical animosity between, and I'm not sure it's really fair to describe it as between the two boards, because you need two to tango. And I've utterly failed at that task. And I started by asking you, Camille, to come to coffee with me, and we had a couple of those, and it trailed off into something else that I'm not sure what it was, but you and I stopped having those coffees every couple of weeks. And I'm very frustrated. I'm exceedingly frustrated by what I see as, and I'm not characterizing your board, I'm not characterizing any individual member of your board. But we, like you, put in many long, hard hours trying to do right by our community. It's one community, it's not two. It's not the community governed by the Board of Selectmen and the community with which the school committee interfaces. It's one community, as I'm sure we all know. And I saw this meeting tonight. I saw this meeting tonight begin with questions, with raised eyebrows, with body language that was more off-putting than any body language I could ever have imagined would be coming in our direction. And I'm speaking now for myself and not for my committee, because these are strong things to say, and I'm reluctant to make strong statements like this unless I feel I have no choice. We have an opportunity, you have an opportunity, to put that petty, silly nonsense aside, to not pick, to not delay, to not risk the future education of the children of this wonderful, wonderful community. Or you can say, ah, come on, they can do it, or ah, come on, they don't need that early special election. But the professionals who stand for the education in this community, and that's not me, I'm just an elected member of the school committee. The professionals who stand for education in this community, Dr. Haritunian. There's no business manager. I can't list his business manager. Doesn't have one because the community hasn't seen fit to provide for that. And I'll just speak to Dr. Haritunian for a moment and speak to this board and say I've never met anyone other than my father, my late father, who works as hard as Dr. Haritunian does. And if Dr. Haritunian puts in a 90-hour week, it's a light week for him. the professionals who would help us with the planning of this building. Sid Bowen has come forward tonight and said, we need this time. Dr. Haritunian and the school committee and the school building committee, Russ Graham and the school building committee, who have spent countless hundreds of hours preparing the way for the construction and reconstruction of Reading Memorial High School, have come before the Board of Selectmen this evening and said, we need the time. And we need a little bit of money, too. We need funding for a special election in order to make this project the very best it can be. You have a golden opportunity to accept the recommendation of those professionals, not me, not my board, those other professionals who have come before you tonight and asked for that time, because they don't represent themselves, though he technically does. Sid Bowen represents Flansburg. He represents this community and this project. And this community has, through Sid Bowen and Dr. Haritunian and Russ Graham and the other members of his committee, and yes, through the school committee, the community has come forward tonight and asked the five of you for that time to make this project the very best it can be. And that's not for us to decide. It's for the five of you to decide, and I would implore you to put aside your anger at my comments about animosity, if you have any, and put aside your sense of so-called town versus gown history, the thing that happens in college towns, the community and the college. We see it here. We're all competing for a limited piece of the pie, one pie, when we talk about the budget process, but it's one community that eats that one pie. And I have to be reminded of that. We all do. I'd ask you to take that golden opportunity. I beg you to take that golden opportunity tonight and vote in favor of supporting the notion of a special election in January. Thank you all for listening.
Okay. I just like to make a comment that out to lunch. I said to Sid at the beginning, you're talking to people that haven't been through this process and we need to go right down to the base level. And Sid, I hope you didn't take exception to anything tonight, because it really was, we're trying to just gain information. So I hope the questions were good. George.
I just want to say you were extremely indulgent during that soliloquy.
It's an example of what I'm talking about, George.
I extremely resent the previous speaker attributing behavior and attitudes to members of the board. He has no basis for doing that. I think if his intention was to try to foster environment of cooperation, then those comments didn't help toward achieving that.
Okay. Russ, you had your hand up.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, the school building committee wants you to know that we love all of you, and we have absolutely no doubt that you love us. And
thank you, Russ.
Leaving it at that, I can only tell you that obviously I'm here this evening and I'm certainly not going to get into any of that discussion. Been there, done that. We are here tonight, obviously, as a special committee of town meeting, who, having listened to the experts, have come to the conclusion, as I said before, that it would be irresponsible of us not to bring forward what Mr. Bowen has made, it seems to us, very clear and a very important issue. And really, I think Mr. Cirillo kind of took it out of our hands. I think he put it well. These kinds of decisions are risk assessments. If we are wrong, if the information that we believe to be correct is not so, the town will waste $14,000. If, on the other hand, we are correct, and all of the things that very potentially could happen the town of Reading could lose $5 million. And I have no doubt that it will be that decision and your opinion of that decision and that alone which will drive your consideration in this matter. But obviously, we believe that it is imperative that a special election do take place. And we thank you for your kindness this evening.
Okay, thank you.